Yeah, so if it's, that, of course, if it costs more than $1,000, or is more than $250, you're so, you refer to it as a vase.
Right, okay. Thinking about moving inside the house, for dinner, the eating utensils you would have around your, table?
The silverware.
The silverware, what does silverware usually consist of?
Knife, fork, and spoon. At every meal, whether a knife, fork, and spoon will call for or not, that often though on other occasions that you would have, you know, things like a dessert spoon, a dessert fork, or a salad fork.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, there'd be a fish fork or a knife, depending on what was being served.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you were having steak and the steak, wasn't very tender, you'd have to have steak what?
Steak knife.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you had...
I guess you'd have steak knife.
Okay, okay. Well, what about, now after dinner, you, you have to, clean up, and if it's your job to do that...
You wash dishes.
You wash the dishes, okay. And then after you've washed them, with soap, what do you do with them next?
You rinse them.
Okay, you rinse them. And for cleaning the plates off, you generally use...
Scraper or rubber spatula.
Okay, and what do you normally use just for cleaning the dishes?
A dish rag.
A dish rag.
Mm-hmm.
And that's different from what you use for on your face.
Yes, you use a washcloth on your face.
On your face, you use a washcloth. Okay, and then after you're through washing dishes, you use, not to dry the dishes off, as you mentioned earlier, but to dry your hands, you use what?
A dish towel.
Dish towel, okay. And in the bathroom, in addition to a washcloth, you have what else? In
a bath towel and a face towel and perhaps a hand towel. Now, that I think to many people that the hand towel and the face towel are the same, but then a face towel is usually something which you put in the downstairs lavatory for guests, which you hope that none of them will use.
Right. No, they wouldn't be so gaucious to use one. Okay.
A hand towel is just a small version of the bath towel. It's made out of terry cloth.
Right. Okay. Okay, and then in the house also, you, in order to get the water, to turn the water on, you use what?
A faucet.
Faucet. Mm-hmm. But then there's another term you mentioned earlier.
Spigot. Yeah. Julia, most often I think, use spigot interchangeably whether the faucet was outside or indoors.
Mm-hmm.
But then I personally always thought of an outdoor spigot, but an indoor faucet.
Yeah, right. Okay. And you mentioned that sometimes the pipes in the house in the wintertime, if you didn't leave them open, they'd freeze up. And if they froze up, then what would happen to
them? They'd burst or break.
Okay. Okay, and then we talked about things coming in large quantities, and the first thing we talked about was beer,
mm-hmm.
Which comes in...
pints and quarts.
Pints, quarts, and what else?
Kegs.
Kegs, and what else?
Bottles.
Bottles.
Barrels.
Yeah, okay.
Tons.
Tons.
Whether
of beer.
It was so.
Okay. What about flour? What does flour usually come in?
Flour?
Mm-hmm.
A bag.
A bag, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see flour come in a barrel?
No, I haven't. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Incidentally, speaking of bag, that you might get, have you been up to North Georgia at all? Because there they have two stores which correspond roughly to our Magic Markets and Handy Andy's and 7-Elevens, and one of them is known as Wag-A-Bag, and the other one is known as Totapoke.
That's quite an interesting...
I was kind of interested in possibly the linguistic
right.
influences that represents.
Yeah, right. That's very interesting. Okay, well, what about... We talked about molasses, but you had no real term for mm-hmm. a large quantity, buying molasses in quantity, or lard in quantity, except maybe a
tub.
A little tub. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, if you had a large...